It was lucky number 13 for the Terps on Friday night here at Baynton Field as Maryland came out on top with yet another one-run victory. It's program record 13th of the season, its 16th comeback win. And in a change of pace from recent weeks, it was the pitching that led the way for the Terps. Omar Melendez making his first Friday night start as a Terp, and he did not disappoint. The lefty, 6 2/3 innings, a Maryland season high for him, allowed only 3 runs to one of the conference's best teams at the plate. The Terps will look to do it again as they look for their 5th consecutive victory, look to set a new season high, taking on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights here from Piscataway. Welcome in, everybody. I'm Aaron Arnstein. Happy to have you with us. Big pitch coming from Zach. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, bases loaded for Maryland. And the payoff pitch. Outside, it's an RBI walk. Lambros flips the bat towards the dugout. All runners move up 90 feet, and Maryland draws first blood. It's 1-0 in the top of the second. McManus comes to the plate and bounces one inside. Calarco throw down to second, and it's in time. Alex Calarco showing off the arm, and that was a tough play. The ball bounced in front of him. He was able to swallow it up, throw to second, and Volpe caught stealing the pitch. Hit on the ground to the third base side, and it's down for a base hit. One runner scores. The second runner gets the wave around. The throw cut off to home. And it's a 2-run single for Johnny Volpe. Rutgers on top 2-1. Sparked the rally yesterday with a bunt single. 1-1. What can he do here? Grounds it over to the second baseman, Love. Backhands, flips to the shortstop, Kuroda Grauer. And they get Crossland at second base. Mazza gets the job done. A stellar outing from him. He went the final 3, allowed only 1 hit. And that runner was cut down in the 9th. So the Scarlet Knights even the series. They end their second longest Big Ten losing streak in program history at 7 games. And the series knotted up at 1.